Blog Talk Radio.
Man, niggas, I got to walk to the store to get another drink for this. I'm lit.
2909s and an 818.
Spice. All right, what
actually, another 909. 3909s and an 818.
They mad at Brady.
All right, one of them 909s is Matthew.
What's the deal? We back on.
Hey, you know we back
y'all
on.
Y'all tell
this
me. Y'all say you wanted a second show. What's up?
Nah, you know what I wanted my second show about. Niggas is out here talking spicy right now. Talking like, come on, man. Like, talking about what am I doing? You over here, niggas is death certificate flunkies. Like, come on, man. You carry death certificate luggage when they go out of town, my nigga. Don't talk to me like that. You carry the luggage.
Nigga, do you know who you're talking to? I'm not the guy you was arguing with, my nigga. I'm not even on death certificate.
Then why the fuck are you answering, nigga?
Nigga, I just got in here. Who do you talk about? I said, what's the narrative? And then you said, you hold the niggas back. I'm like, what?
You said, I don't care about all that. Something about death certificate taking road trips or some shit?
Yeah, you be carrying their luggage.
Carrying their luggage? Hey, man, carrying their luggage is a better spot than doing jack shit at all. You feel me? You're going to be watching the pay-per-view from a Facebook Live group because you can't afford the $30, bro. So I really don't give a fuck about what you're talking about, my nigga.
You got to, though, because if you really think about it, what have you really done, my nigga? What happened with you on URL? What PG of yours came out, bro?
I choked one round and the other round.
That's why you came out.
Party Genius was trash. I'm going to end up battling JUS whenever in Seattle. I'm going to go out there and kill him. And we'll see where that leads me to URL. You feel me? I have plans in place. What do you have? You feel me?
What you been doing on King of the Dot?
Well, you know, King of the Dot did their thing. You know, the last West Coast event that they had, I was on the same card as Disaster versus Oxymiron. You feel me? B-Dot versus A-Verb. So I think I'm doing my thing. You feel me? This is my opportunity to rise. Pound Business is my opportunity to rise. So I plan on making the most out of that opportunity. You feel me?
You still a GZ?
Congratulations. Make the most out of that opportunity too, man.
I appreciate it. Doing things around here, making my moves. You feel me? Got plans. Got shit in motion. You feel me? Now, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you?
That's dope. That's dope.
Wait. So what, you still in the GZ?
I've never touched a GZ in my life, sir. So I don't understand what kind of question that is.
Your main stage?
But you, in fact, were on the GZ card where I was on the main stage. So who's talking that GZ talk and who's talking that main stage talk? I don't really know. You feel me? Because you was on day two and I was on day one.
I got one battle.
I don't know what to say.
In all of your battles.
You do whatever you
gotta do. I got one battle that got more views than all of your battles. So that don't matter. You feel me?
Hey, that's cool, bro. You've been around 10 years.
I know. I put in work, though. I've got more views than you. Wait, watch this. How many years you been here? I bet you in my first however many years
like
you've been here, I did more.
Three, four.
I did more than you. In my first four
three,
years,
four.
I had more views than you got right
hey,
now.
Hey, man, get back at me in another couple of years, bro. I still got work to be done, bro.
My
shit is all about a circumstance,
nigga,
bro. My shit is all
nigga,
about a circumstance.
Two,
so get at me in a couple of years,
nigga,
bro.
I took 2 years off. I got bitched for 2 years and I'm still
years.
Ahead of you.
I took a
I'm
year off.
You
feel me? So what is it?
I'm still ahead of you.
What is it, my nigga?
I don't
I took a year off.
To
you're
me,
ahead of me? I don't think
world.
So, bro. I don't think
on
you're
URL
ahead of me, bro.
I am. On URL, I am.
On URL?
I
don't think so.
Bro,
don't
you got
so.
On this King of the Dot card coming up. Watch this nigga's opponent. Who you got on the King of the
Dot
card?
Hey, man. We'll see.
Exactly.
We'll see what the future holds.
Exactly.
Who do you have in 2 weeks? Nobody.
They not giving you no food. They ain't giving you no food, my nigga. They ain't feeding you.
URL not giving you no food. URL not feeding you.
I'm eating. Trust me. All right. Trust me. I'm eating.
Trust me, I'm eating too. You
my
mean,
opportunities
I'm
look
too.
Better than yours, bro. They keep calling you these
too.
Brands.
Hey, it's not looking like it, bro. It's not looking like it, bro.
I was a fan, Saint.
I'm finna have all the eyes. Hey, you still a fan, bro. You still a fan,
I'm like,
bro.
Nah. You know why I'm not a fan? Because you've been tight since that Ron Compton battle. If you be tight like
that's
you
a lie,
Ron Compton
bro.
Battle, then I still
that's
be a
lie,
fan.
That's a lie, bro.
Not.
I don't really care about lies, you feel me? I don't really care about lies.
What that Crest bar was the hardest bar you spit. I ain't heard one after that.
But I spit millions of you must. You don't even pay attention, bro. You don't even pay attention.
You're right.
You're ignorant, bro. That's what it is. You're ignorant, bro.
I am ignorant. You're right.
You're ignorant, bro.
I don't know that.
So do your Google.
I don't got to do a Google.
Do the Google,
I'm
bro.
Just saying, who have you beat on my caliber, bro?
There's a lot of niggas.
Have not beat niggas on my caliber.
Let's see. Yak's better than
you.
Next
stop,
is better
man,
than you.
Smoking,
Yak
dope.
Is better than you. Next is better than you.
Stop,
well,
my nigga. Stop.
They don't have your 1.1 million views.
This
you feel me? But
this
you're
why,
trash, bro.
This is why I lose respect, man. I'm trash. I'm trash.
You are trash, bro. You are.
Come
bro.
On, bro. Chris, see me. I have to do the whole click thing, my nigga. You feel me? Like you, I'd like.
Bro,
you,
I'm
like
speaking my actual truth, bro. I've never heard a bar of yours that I like. You're good. You got steel toes, right? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I've
like
never heard
bar.
A bar of yours that is good. What is UV? What is UV equals U? That's UV is YOUVE, bro. That's not UV, bro. Like you don't make sense, bro. Like arrangement, bro. That's not fire, bro. Like you, and then you came to LABG versus Nomad, dick riding B-Dot whole way, trying to fucking B-Dot the Christian. B-Dot wants to battle the Saga, so I'm gonna go battle Nomad, so I could get the clout off that, and nobody gave a fuck. You feel me? Your tactics are very elementary, bro. That's why you're not getting to where you want to go to, bro. Because you don't have good tactics, bro.
I got a question about that. How was I riding B-Dot's wave by them booking me against a Christian battle rapper?
I imagine that you actively seeked out that battle. You won't admit to it, but I imagine that you actively seeked out that battle. That's why I said your version of what B-Dot's doing. Do you have comprehension or no? Well, you probably don't because that's why your bars are so terrible. You feel me? Let's have a whole lesson about this shit, bro.
I'll teach you a lesson, right? When we gonna battle? Because this time, Yak can't save you.
I'm free anytime after June, bro.
This time, Yak can't save you, my nigga. So, this time when you jump in there with me,
Yak can't save
you. Like, nobody go,
bro. You were getting punched on and you had to fight me, bro. You were getting beat up, bro. So, Yak can't save nobody, bro. Stop it, bro. Like, don't even bring that up, bro. We're past that, bro. Because you were getting beat up and you had to have your homies back you up and say, usually you got to run your fade for your wallet, but I'll give it to you. Like, you feel me on some weird shit. So we're not even bringing none of that up.
I told you I need to get you your wallet back. I don't even know why you brought your wallet.
We're not even bringing none of that up, bro.
I told you I need to get your shit back.
So you talking about Yak saving me and all of that. You was getting punched on. We're not even going to talk about that. As far as I connected with you, hey, bro. You was looking at me with your little, you're getting me, bro. I can't hit you. What am I going to do? So we're going to get off that, and we're going to talk about battle rap. We can battle anytime after June, bro, and you can die very easily. Because
okay,
I am God, bro.
Battle, but I don't want Yak to jump
sounds
in
like
third
a challenge
round.
To me.
I don't want Yak to jump in third round and try to save you. You feel me? No guest appearance.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying?
If you already getting punched the fuck out and beat the fuck up, you feel me? It ain't going to be no reason to save me, bro. Because this time I'm going to keep my head up when I come to finish your ass. Because I socked your ass and I made a mistake by putting my head down to rush you and you wrapped me up. This time I'm going to keep my head up and I'm going to fuck you up, nigga. This time I'm going to keep my head up and I'm going to fuck you up, nigga. And that's going to be a wrap, nigga.
So I'm just saying, be real with yourself, though. Be honest with yourself, though. Say, had Yak not pulled me off the top of you, what would have happened?
I would have got off, nigga. I had you wrapped up. You wasn't finna do shit, nigga. It would have flipped over, and I would have fucked you up, nigga. You're not shit, bro.
All right. I'll leave
you like, nigga, you had to bite me for a reason, bro. You had to bite me for a reason, bro. Like, you bit me, bro. You didn't throw hands. You bit me, bro. You bit
me.
Because while we were on the ground, I was still socking you, bro. And you had to bite me.
No, you was not. Yes,
I was still talking to you while we was on the ground.
Okay.
It sounded like a revolution.
I was still talking to you while we was on the ground. So we're going to stop talking about that. We're going to stop talking about that because that's in the past. And I don't participate in violence, you feel me? What I do participate is smoking stupid niggas in the ring, you feel me? That's what I do participate in. And it's 2019. Anybody can get their issue. So if you have a league who wants to pay me and pay you and make it happen and you can die, then it is what it is, you feel me?
All right, we'll leave it at that.
Fucking suck. All right. I'm God to you, bro. Just face it.
Nah.
How are you doing?
Yes, ma'am. I did all that while guarding my post, you feel me? Because that's how I'm serious. I take you, bro.
You killed him. Beat you, Q-Dem. Real name, you Q-Dem. BF, you Q-Dem.
You can't take shots because I do this fucking shit, man.
My nigga Stewie, some real competition.
BP, you
Q-Dem. Stewie, you're what Billy thinks he is,
B-Mac.
You feel me? You're what Billy thinks he is, bro.
Nah, I'm not.
Don't bring me into that, man.
Like you're doing, you had a successful URL run. Your millions of views are legit. You feel me? People actually care about them. You feel me? You're what Billy thinks he is. You feel me? Billy,
man, why you still going to Nick Saint?
You managed because
damn,
you made it about this, so that's what we're gonna do. You feel me? Well, I'll decide
okay,
when I want to stop. You feel me? I'll decide
okay,
when I want to stop because I'm me.
Y'all,
you feel me?
Y'all decided when you want to
now,
stop last time though.
Now,
man, don't. Hey, nah, listen, man, don't measure what Billy do by what I do, man. You know what I'm saying? Because Billy's still a respected individual amongst the West Coast and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like,
who is Billy respected by?
Him? He's respected by plenty niggas, man. I mean,
plenty niggas. Who you just shot? That's plenty niggas.
I respect that nigga.
I speak for myself, man. I got respect for Billy.
I got respect for that nigga. I got respect for that nigga and shit.
Yeah,
all right.
Who that, Matthew?
Nah, that's little OD as y'all know me.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, all right.
Matthew.
Man, you
think wow. Come on now, Say. You know we had to put a jazz. Come on now. It wouldn't have made it right when we start going at it. We don't bring it up.
Dot, you cute
ass. Niggas could bring up a fight that I won. You feel me?
You
as
ain't
winning
the fight.
Hey, when we was on the feet, you was getting smacked around, bro. That's all I care about.
You smacked me one time, bro. That's it.
It was about four or five, bro. It was about four or five.
Bro,
it was about four or five, bro.
I got both angles of the fight, my nigga.
It was about four or five.
All right, let me post the fight then, because I got it right here on my phone. Post it then. I know damn well you ain't hit me no five times.
I hit you with the jab weave.
Jab weave.
This nigga hit me with the damn. You hit me and start wiggling his nose and shit. You feel me? And start wiggling his nose and shit. Like, damn, you got me. Damn, nigga. Oh, damn, this nigga tagging me.
I never hit you.
Yeah, I know.
I never hit you. You just said I hit you.
I know. I hit you. I said I hit you with the jab weave. You hit me with the, damn, this nigga got me face and start wiggling your nose because you was getting punched, nigga. And then I hit you with a left. You backed up. I tried to rush you. You wrapped me up and we went to the ground, nigga. That's what happened.
That sounds like some shit I would love to see. Damn.
That's crazy.
If you was winning, you wouldn't have felt like you had to bite me, my nigga. I don't really care about none of that shit, bro. He's trying to talk about old ass weak ass fade, nigga, like you sound like a fucking goofball, bro.
No, I'm just saying, like, I can't help you.
Stop fucking goofy, nigga. Like, you'll just get smoked, nigga. Like, it don't matter
nigga.
About none of that shit. You'll just die, nigga. Like, you cannot rap, bro. You're not good. You make good music, bro. As a battle rapper, it sounds like you sniff coke when you write, bro. You're not that good,
damn.
Bro. You should
damn.
Do music. Focus on music, bro. Focus on music, bro.
I bet you he won't let me talk. I bet you that.
Focus on music, bro.
Man, at this point, this is where RBE need to come to the West and throw their own closure event because this could be RBE West closure right here, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Sound like closure too. Closure West, nigga.
If you stop,
oh, that shit breaking up.
Hold on.
Y'all niggas bagging up the tie, so that's crazy. All right. If a nigga was tagging me up like that, I thought a nigga would have continued to fade, but when niggas told me to fade,
I
wouldn't
fight
no more. That's cool.
I don't brag about
fight for like
30
seconds. You still ain't started talking.
Well, obviously he ain't bragged about that fight, so what'd that tell you?
I tell you that the fight was weak, like I said when the fucking shit first happened. It was a weak ass fade, and nobody cared about it, nigga.
It was weak because you was on your back.
It was weak because niggas landed like three punches and then niggas fell to the ground. Niggas,
never
shit was weak. Everybody knew it was weak. So what was you wiggling your nose for, bro?
How do I wiggle my nose?
When you get hit in your nose and that shit feel weird and you want to make it feel better and you start wiggling that shit, bro, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Nah, nigga, you socked me in my eye.
Nigga, you start wiggling your nose because I was smacking you in your face, nigga. I don't
that
really
nigga
give
lying,
a fuck.
Bro.
You want to talk about you want glory for getting beat up by me, nigga. I don't give a fuck, bro. Like, nigga, you bringing up a weak-ass fade that happened 2 years ago when you could die 3 months from now, nigga. Like, it don't matter.
Listen. But you right. I could die. Yo,
dog. Like, nigga, you gassed up on beating YD and fucking Raymay, nigga. Like, what the fuck, nigga? What the fuck is you talking about? I promise you, bro, when you step in that ring for me, it won't be the same. You battle Prime Luther King, bro. Like, what are you talking about? My resume, Billy, don't let this nigga call you Samantha off B-Witch, my nigga.
He said you wiggled your nose, my nigga, and made some shit happen. Don't let that nigga call you Samantha.
Bro, damn. Man, you gotta understand. When a nigga is on his back in a fight and somebody gotta save him by pulling me off, he gonna
come up with what does it mean when a nigga has to bite you, bro? What does it mean when a nigga has to bite you, bro? What does that mean?
I have to bite you.
What does that mean, bro?
A nigga hungry.
Facts. I'm a savage.
Like, you're fucking, you sound dumb, bro.
I'm an animal.
Sound dumb, bro.
Hey, when I fall, man.
You still trying to talk about the fade, bro. You still trying to talk about the fade, and I'm trying to talk about how I smoke you, how you can't rap, nigga. I already know that I beat your ass. I ain't got to talk about that shit, nigga. Like, what the fuck, nigga? See, that's what you want to bring it to. That's what you want to bring it to, nigga. Like, that's the only thing that this conversation is going to lead to, bro. Like, you're a fucking goofy, bro.
Don't lie on me, bro. I ain't never, though. You ain't proved me no goofy. You ain't proved me
like,
no
you
goofy,
you sound
nigga.
Fucking goofy, my nigga. Like, God. You trying to bring up an old-ass fade so that niggas can talk shit about a fade so you can say run it back.
First of all, I ain't never brought up the fade. I shook your hand multiple times.
Like, goddamn, nigga. You want to fight. It's clear. Because you keep talking about the shit. It's clear, bro. I don't want to fight, bro. I don't want to fight nobody. I'm good, bro. But if you're still upset, bro, is that what it is? Is that why you still talking about it? All right then, my nigga.
No, I'm just saying, y'all can't.
Let's talk about how you gonna die. Change the narrative, bro. Niggas is goofy, bro. What's the next narrative? We got Stewie Newton on here for once, bro. And this nigga wanna sit up here and talk about this shit, bro.
I just want to know
hey,
who
man,
you
I ain't nobody.
That
I'm
you
just
think
listening.
You
could
beat me.
Hell
my
yeah.
God damn, nigga.
You
what?
More
what do you
want to
know? Like, you
nigga.
Sound goofy, nigga.
That's wild. Niggas lie about how many punches they landed in the fight.
I ain't gotta lie about shit, bro. I'm telling
like
you what
real,
I'm talking about.
Like
I don't
fight,
even give a fuck. Who's the nigga that brought up the fight, bro? Who's the nigga that's chasing clout off a fight? Nigga, you.
I didn't bring up the fight. I said Yak
you.
Can't save you in the battle. That's all I said.
Nigga, ain't nobody saving nobody in nothing because you was getting punched on. If we making analogies,
okay.
You was getting fucked up.
Okay, all right.
If we making analogies, you was getting fucked up. You was making faces. You was making the Ollie punch me face. You was making the Ollie punch me face. And then when I hit you with the left again, that's when we had to get wrapped up. That's when you had to bite me as soon as we touched the floor. It wasn't even no struggle. As soon as we touched the floor, you bit me, nigga, because you a pussy, nigga. Stop fucking playing with me, bro.
Oh, okay.
Like, stop,
right.
Bro.
That's alright. I'm so pussy, you didn't want to go 2 rounds.
Nigga, nobody asked me for a second fade. You the one that said it was over. Nigga, we could. Nigga, what, bro? Fuck are you talking?
Oh, boy.
Bro,
oh,
see,
boy.
This is why.
Hey,
this
man,
is why,
man.
Bro. This is what
hey,
this nigga already brought
out.
Beat that nigga ass in real life, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Hold on, bro. See what this shit talking about? How many times do I gotta tell a nigga I don't wanna talk about this shit? How many times do I have to tell a nigga I don't wanna talk about this shit, bro? How many times do I gotta say that shit?
Hey, hold on, man. Hold up real quick. I smoke Stewie Newton.
What the fuck is wrong with this nigga, bro? You're fucking goofy, nigga.
I was smoke that nigga Stewie, bro.
Yeah, talk about that shit.
I will smoke that nigga Stewie bad.
Hey, 702 area code, you queued up. 702 area code, you queued up.
Bro,
hey.
Do not want that, bro.
I got tagged early. I got tagged earlier. So
Hey, shout out to everybody that's online. But who is that talking crazy right now?
Bro, they mad at Brad, bro. Stewie don't want that work, man.
Fuck all that fighting shit.
Bro, say
hey, what
name,
did I get mentioned about earlier?
So I can embarrass you right now, bro. What are you talking
about? They don't want to see some fade.
Bro, the narrative is nothing, bro. You get in the ring with me, I smoke you, period.
I don't even
hey,
know who you are, so shut up.
You don't know.
Okay.
It don't matter.
Hey, Nico. Yo.
Right, you don't matter, nigga.
What
say
did I get mentioned for
it
earlier?
It don't matter. All I
know
is I smoke you, my nigga.
Who mentioned you?
Diesel tagged
me earlier.
Man, I know this ain't that.
Oh, you would have to ask him. I don't know what he tagged. I don't know what he tagged you for.
The narrative on the first show.
There was a lot of different narratives.
The narrative is that you ran.
Oh man, this shit all over the place.
And I did what?
The narrative that I ran from who?
You ran Ahab Vegas into the ground, man.
Oh.
How can I run something to the ground that went there?
Man.
I guess Jocaso did that.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, shit.
And we go on that shit.
I mean, I'm off.
You ran Ahab into the ground, my nigga. What's the matter?
I ran Ahab to the ground. I really don't give a fuck. That's all I can say about that.
That's all everybody was saying on the first show. They said you ran into the ground, nigga. They said you ran into the ground.
How the fuck you run something into the ground that was already in the ground?
They said they feel like KO should be the president or 65. And it's KO
or little OD. Don't forget about little OD. I got a vote in there too.
That just shows you how ignorant people is. Y'all really think KO should be the president?
KO's orchestrating shit out there. KO the one making shit happen out there. Why not?
How is he orchestrating what? Elaborate to me.
That's what I want to know.
Elaborate to me. What is he
orchestrating? He orchestrated the number one contender match. So he automatically...
He didn't orchestrate that. Wait a minute. Y'all believe that too? Hey, fuck all that. Is that the rumor?
What's the rumor to that?
Hey, y'all think KO made that happen? That just shows you how ignorant niggas is.
Hey, we only know what's on Facebook, bro. Are you behind
man,
the scenes?
Man, that's a sad
one. You know something
more? Tell you, you could be anything on Facebook. KO had nothing to do with me in 65. KO had nothing to do with that.
Get looking out.
KO had nothing to do with me in 65 fight.
He had nothing to do with that. He had nothing to do with that.
You didn't call him
so
to pick you up to drop you off?
I called that nigga.
You did not call him to pick you up and drop you off.
Does that mean he orchestrated something when I was going to do it on my own?
Yeah.
And the only reason he got called because my homeboys did. Didn't want to go over
he
there.
He set it up. He initiated. He came and got you.
He never said nothing. I set that up on my own.
And he filmed it.
I set that up on my own.
He took
hey,
it.
Bro.
At the end of the day, y'all niggas get credit to what to get credit to. At the end of the day, I called my niggas because my homeboys didn't want to go over there. They didn't want to go over there at that time.
Didn't
want to
go over there.
They didn't
want to
go over there at that time. Let's say that. They didn't want to
go
over there at that time.
He didn't get involved.
Your homie didn't want to go, but Big KO would have
never went down, bro. That's all they said.
It
would have
went down. It would have went down regardless because I was going to go over there. I knew he wasn't going to never come to me, so I wanted to go over him. I wanted it to go down because it just needed to go down.
If it wasn't for KO, it wouldn't happen.
If it wasn't for KO, it wouldn't have happened. That's a lie. I would have went over there. It just wouldn't have happened that morning. That's the most that could be said.
You was trying to call KO on the live and some more shit.
Me and KO been talked.
Yes, he said it himself. You hit him.
We were supposed to go over there that night. We were supposed to go over there the night before. Something happened.
Trying
to
pick
you up. That's a relevant conversation.
What happened when you didn't answer?
That's a lie. What do you mean? Elaborate. What do you mean? Before I said that's a lie, what do you mean I didn't answer?
KO said he was sitting outside. You didn't answer. He had to double back to come get you.
Think if this happened.
Nigga, he was online doing the whole thing. I'm picking Picasso up right now. This nigga ain't answering the phone. He was online.
That was 65 that didn't answer. What are you talking about?
That was you, bro. 65 was waiting on you. 65 was outside.
No, he wasn't.
You.
I was sitting there. We were actually in the apartments when that happened.
He was outside smoking.
We didn't even go,
bro.
First of all, we didn't even go live.
You.
I was already with KO when he went live. I was sitting in the car.
65 was waiting on you.
Yeah, you niggas make rumors out of everything. You mean to tell me what? You
said this. The nigga that picked you up said this, bro. The nigga that picked you up said this fact. KO, the nigga that picked you up, he said all this.
My nigga, I don't know. Okay. How can a nigga go live? Wait a minute. You know, first of all, me and 65 stay on the opposite side of town. How would he win live? Make it make sense to you. How can he go live and I just show up like that quick?
Bro. KO said Picasso's not answering the phone on the live. He said that clear as day. Everybody
he said that. You know, that was 60. That was, he was actually talking about 65. 65 didn't answer his phone.
65 was already on live. He told KO to get on the live. He said Picasso ain't. He brought KO on the live, bro. You didn't see it because you wasn't answering the phone.
Bro, you know me and 65 stay on the opposite side of town. We fought right after the live.
Vegas
KO double back to get you, like he said. You didn't answer.
So you mean to tell me that means his lives would have had to been almost an hour apart?
I don't know. That shit don't even make sense. That both look. KO came on the live and said, "I'm waiting for Picasso." He didn't answer the phone. 65 is on the live smoking. He brought KO up there waiting on you. Or you might have gone in the car with him because KO got off. He was not on the live the whole time. He got off, and it was the next morning. It wasn't even that night. 65 was outside that night. Y'all was doing this shit for like 3 days.
Yeah, 65.
Are you okay? Okay, so are you talking about the night before that we fought?
Bro, y'all was supposed to fight for 3 days straight.
If you're talking about that one, then that story is wrong, too, because KO didn't answer his phone.
I
want to
know. What's the debate?
I'm trying to figure out, because what was the rumor with. I was going to, I'll put it like this. The internet was going over there no matter what. I was going over there no matter what. But then nobody want to come to where I was at. But I didn't blame nobody for not coming to where I was at, so I don't even get mad at that. So I was going over there regardless. That's all that was. The only reason it happened that morning is because I was impatient and my homeboy said, let's do it later. But I told him it's on some battle rap shit and it ain't like that. And then it was, okay, we understand.
So why'd you tell him to begin with?
I mean, to go to another hood. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm going to go to another hood. I'm going to bring my niggas just in case. I don't know who niggas know. For just in case. Why would I bring my nigga for just in case? For just in case purposes.
Big KO ain't know them niggas. That's why he got to be president, because Big KO don't give a fuck.
But, yeah, he did.
I mean, everybody can say that what they don't give a fuck about, but it's a difference of Facebook. That's why I say that. Facebook can make more. Hey, these
but,
Facebook
but
they
KO
can
was really there.
Them.
KO really did it, though. It's not Facebook.
Of course he was there. What else he was supposed to do?
So why did you bring up Facebook like that? It didn't make sense. Do you be high?
This nigga talking about it. This nigga talking about a scrap that him and Billy had.
Nigga, cocaine cowboy.
Nah,
and now we changing the subject.
No, stay on the same subject, sir.
What was the subject? Y'all said that KO made that fight. I was just trying to see what the narrative was, because KO should run Vegas.
The narrative is that KO runs Vegas.
If he can organize in the day, why wouldn't he?
My nigga Elgin Baylor in this motherfucker.
If he can organize an event, then why wouldn't he? Then maybe he should be president. You heard me?
John Elway.
Yeah, so hand over the reins.
Y'all niggas making this a popularity contest. That's why you can never be a business
man.
Mm-hmm. You don't even have a reason why he should run it. Why should he run it?
Life is a popularity contest, bro.
It's a popularity. The same KO should run it even over 65. That let me know that's a popularity contest.
I mean, what have niggas? How do y'all know that KO won't be an effective leader, bro?
Phil K.O. got a little bit more pull than both of y'all.
What do you mean pull as in what?
Maybe he could reach out to more people.
As in like battle rappers?
I don't believe that.
Yeah,
battle rappers.
Maybe.
Man, Billy, I realize this is a popularity contest. This ain't even real life. Nigga, you could get me with the 65. Like a 65 has experience at running an event, booking venues and all that other shit.
I know you did, Billy.
I didn't say shit.
No, I seen Billy make a post earlier, like, because KO had hella votes. No, I was like, but it was true what you said, because I was like, why would people say KO?
Maybe Big KO got more of an eye for quality. He not going to put out no cards with them trash-ass graphics in no fucking apartment.
How do you know that? Because he can edit or something? Are you saying this because you know he edited something? Did he edit your music video or something?
He might have the potential. Maybe a young nigga will get a young nigga to shot.
Everybody deserve a shot.
Exactly. What have you done more than Big KO?
What do you mean? Okay, as in what? What are you saying that as? You got to be specific.
I don't,
what you said
I
and what have I done?
Battle rap league. Oh, let's not go through that again.
I don't see how.
As in the battle rap league.
Can I state what I feel about KO? KO is all of like 22, 23 years old. He got enough issues in his personal life. I feel like if anybody going to step up for Ahab Vegas, it needs to be somebody who's experienced in the booking department, who has those relationships with battlers, kind of like how KG came over and did to PG. KG knew a lot of people, so he can reach out and make things happen. I feel like KO is very young and doesn't have those relationships with battle rappers. I feel KO is more focused on his life than battle rap, period. Even in his own career, KO's not really involved in a group like that. He peek in and say, what's up? But that nigga is dealing with real life issues right now. I think Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee. I might second that motion.
Bobby got money.
I third.
Bobby is a hustler.
Bobby got money.
The homie,
I'm Bobby Lee. Hey, let's get Bobby Lee in here.
He be helping niggas with lights and rooms and all that.
You know what? That's a good idea.
True about Bobby. He do help niggas out there in their pickles.
And he done help niggas out.
Hey, I vote for Bobby.
Bobby, people like Bobby. He don't got a bad rep with people. And that nigga Bobby ain't super striving. Like, Bobby battles, but he ain't like out there trying to make a name for himself anymore. He battled when he could. I feel like he's old enough, he's mature enough, he has the money to bankroll it, and with along with Bobby with KO next to him,
And he got some pool.
He just spoke with Bobby.
Y'all basically saying Bobby should have it over 65.
All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
That's
why you're doing that.
I think I would, Jocasso, I would pick you over 65, honestly, just because I haven't seen Jocasso do bad business. He might not have had the greatest event, but 65
cards
don't come through on nothing. Oh,
65 cards, his next card was lit. His next card was he had Grizz.
Bro, he had some dope rappers. That was probably the best era of Next.
That was the best era of Next.
65, I mean, Jocasso got BF. You feel me? He booking BF consistently. So.
BF my nigga, and he consistent. What's wrong with my nigga BF?
Don't mention my motherfucking name.
Like, it's BF.
Hey, man,
BF.
Well, I don't know what a nigga
here.
Say. BF, though, so that nigga consistent. At least he put in work.
nigga. I don't see what's wrong with a nigga booking a certain nigga. Am I not supposed to book him or something? Is it an inside joke?
Don't mention me. I told you.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying that.
No, I'm asking, is it an inside joke? Is it certain niggas I'm not supposed to book or something?
What I'm saying, bro, is that it's a different level of quality, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Shut your ass up, nigga. Nobody want to hear you no more, nigga.
Hey, that's cool, bro. You're upset. I'm just speaking facts. So, you know, one of us can kill ourselves. One of us can kill ourselves, and the other one can continue living life.
What the fuck is you talking about? Shut up, nigga.
I'll continue to do whatever I want to do, and none of you niggas will continue to die.
Because I'm not in tune with the culture. I agree with y'all. I understood that. I don't knock that dispute.
What the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
I'm talking about the fact that
you're
trash.
I said put your money where your mouth is.
I'm talking about the fact that you're trash. I got other shit to do, bro. I got other shit to do.
What the fuck is you talking about?
So,
I don't give a fuck.
You sound upset, bro.
I don't care.
Back to the conversation at hand with the relevant subject.
What the fuck is you talking
about? To the relevant subject. Hey, I'll be a weirdo. You sound mad, bro.
Dirty nigga with
dirty. Hey, minus the bottom of your shit.
I'm dirty, bro.
Minus the negative comments and
sure
the fighting part. Can we talk about a rap,
bro?
Hey, that Bobby Lee idea was a good idea.
Hold on.
It was an amazing idea.
Who was talking shit to say call him dirty nigga? Who was that?
Me.
The dirtiest
who's
nigga
that,
in the West.
Who was
the
that?
Dirtiest
yeah.
Nigga in the West.
Can we talk battle rap? Hey, all jokes bullshit to the side. Can we all really let's talk battle rap?
Come on, man.
Politics,
yeah,
battle
man.
Rap.
Niggas getting real sensitive,
man. We tired of talking about
getting
real.
Niggas getting real sensitive.
Like the politics, like the personal shit. Like
don't mess with my name anymore.
It's BF, bro.
Who is the nigga talking?
BF or B next?
Oh,
it's BF or
B next. Oh, go ahead, BF, shoot your shot.
Man, can we talk battle rap? I called in to talk battle rap with battle rap.
Hey, continue. Nah, I made the peasants mad, so just continue.
Hey, Geechee.
Just continue. You're good, Jakarta.
You going to do work versus surf, man? I look forward to that.
Oh, you mad, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You mad. You know,
I got a battle on Sunday out of San Francisco. I'm a bitch. I'm out on today.
Like, you're mad, bro. Man,
we can't just talk battle rap. It's just
battle. Continue your narrative, sir.
Man, I feel you, man.
You can't make me
mad.
You got a battle coming up this weekend. Danny got a battle coming up this weekend.
Continue your narrative.
Hey, Jakarta. Nico.
I'm trying to talk battle rap. With niggas, man.
Nico.
Yeah, continue your narrative.
Man, just talk
where's Nico? Nico,
where's,
I'm calling on Nico.
Where's Ja?
Nico, where's Nico? Yeah, where's Ja? Where's Nico?
Do whatever else you need to do.
Hey, hey, say, so why do you feel 65 should run it? You think he'll do well now?
What would Ja Rule think about
that?
I just feel like
BF, man, that shit's way more entertaining. Let them niggas get at it.
Come on, man.
We don't need that sensitive stuff.
We
don't need that sensitive stuff, man.
I'll wait. You feel me? I actually have some intelligence.
Yeah. Niggas is Fran fucking Chester.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
All right. Now,
battle rap shit boring.
I just feel
niggas
like
need to get their rocks off. Let them get their rocks off.
Why do y'all condone these niggas?
Like,
at the end of the day, it's not real beef. The most of them niggas can do is fight at an
right.
event. So why are we condoning this? Man, that's the circus shit with this shit that we keep letting happen, my nigga. Y'all want to be reality. Why are we condoning these two niggas fight over some battle rap shit?
Right. Like, I'm not about to fight him because he's trash.
That's real
shit, man. They don't got real
beef. No.
They just don't even know each other.
They don't got a real issue.
Nah, listen.
Right,
we're
they
not talking about real
rap.
Why
are we even
bro.
Talking
they,
about this?
They talking
come
battle
on now,
rap.
Guys.
One person got in, they talking
battle
rap.
Are they gonna battle each other?
That's what I'm saying. Let them niggas talk that shit. That's
we're not
gonna
battle
saying.
Each other.
About.
That's
nah,
the whole point.
Why
that's
not?
Why we don't even
okay,
need
why
to
not?
Argue.
Why won't you battle BF? He called you a dirty nigga.
Hey, say, all bullshit to the side, bro. Don't get it twisted. I see you doing your thing. You one of the top niggas over here. But why wouldn't you battle BF?
Like, is it on some Hollywood shit? Right,
explain to me.
Is it
because
you didn't
want
to be paid or something?
Nah. It's not even about being paid. It's not about none of that. It's not about none of that.
When he on his A game,
bro,
he not trash.
You telling me does not mean anything.
Nico, if you're going to ask a question, you got to let a nigga answer it, dog.
Right. You feel me? I have. So, y'all want me to battle BFY. Why would I?
No, I don't. Hey, I don't want you.
Man,
to battle.
I'm not specifically saying, hey, you BF
hey,
battle.
Man,
like, I'm saying, why wouldn't you? Like, is it a,
because
you know,
I
you
know
feel you on a higher level?
I know for
I mean,
a fact
anybody
that I'm
can beat
win,
in any battle.
Does, see,
anybody
okay,
can
so,
beat
right,
me in any battle,
you know,
and I don't think you a 3-0 here.
You know
to say that is to mean you a 3-0 here.
This nigga
talks
at
the same time as every nigga.
I'm letting you know my thought process, bro.
Let that nigga answer.
Go ahead. What's your thought process?
He talk at the same time as every nigga.
My thought process to it, to say you would just beat him, means you would beat him as 3-0.
Hold on. Can I say something now? If any nigga,
yeah, everybody can talk except for the nigga that got asked the question.
Where's Nico?
That nigga Nico probably sleep.
What would y'all think about this?
All right. Now, are you guys interested in hearing my response, or are you guys not?
Yeah,
right?
I am. My bad.
Nah,
I actually want to hear your response.
Let's go.
I ain't gonna lie. Nobody want to hear that bullshit, bro.
Okay. Damn, come on, man. Both of y'all
just want to hear, like, is it just a, you just think you're 3-0 to niggas?
I guarantee you, more niggas want to hear me talk than want to hear you talk, bro.
I know how to get the conversation going. I got a question for BF.
$1,500 easy dollars.
Bro, I make $300 easy every week, bro. I sit on my ass and make $300 easy dollars, bro. I don't really give a fuck about that, bro.
BF.
That nigga
said
he made $300 a week.
He
was working at McDonald's or something.
I make $386.36, and I'm still fresher than every nigga on this phone, bro. So I really don't care, bro.
Bro, you still long ass jersey. Don't go there.
Anyway,
your jersey be to your kneecap.
I mean, you pull out the magnitude in a navy blue turtleneck.
Your jersey be.
And
my turtleneck costed $40. I ain't gonna even lie to a nigga. I wear turtlenecks to bitch you, but your jersey be at your kneecap. Your jersey be at your kneecap. Either you think Lean with it, Rob Witty about to be the new number one hit, or you sell drugs in Atlanta.
Ain't no bitches in Macaulay.
Like, you gotta sell drugs in Atlanta to wear your jersey to your kneecap. Oh, my mama, you a real D-boy. Like, you're not even a trap nigga, you a D-boy. Oh, my mama, when niggas see you, they be like, that's a real D-boy.
Radio.
Be a D-boy. You wear a jersey to your kneecap.
Nico, where you at, Nico?
Radio, man.
Radio, black.
Bro. Hey,
a nigga can't.
Yo,
I can't invite
no,
you
no,
to no,
no
party
hey,
with a nigga
hey,
with a jersey
hey,
to his kneecap.
Hey,
what party
hey,
do you go to,
real
bro?
Hey, this
where
is
Nico?
Hey,
I'm about to get off the radio. I'm not about to do this. This is annoying.
See, I'm trying to answer the question, and y'all keep sidebarring because y'all
talk battle rap
with
niggas, man. I thought this was a battle rap show.
Hey,
how about
everybody be quiet so you can
Saint
answer,
talk.
Man? I want to
hey,
hear your
how
answer.
How about everybody be quiet so Saint can talk? Saint hey, got
look,
the one
at
a time. Go ahead.
Soon as
Saint, let's
soon as
go.
Elway got here, shit went left.
Hey, one at a time, man. One at a time.
Let Saint talk. It's Saint and BS.
Hey, next narrative, bro. Next narrative.
Next all right, let me say
this.
Okay.
Oh, bro, the floor is yours.
Say,
answer the
hold
question,
on,
bro.
Me,
I ain't real like that question. I really want to know.
Oh,
I'm intrigued.
God,
y'all
niggas
stupid.
Niggas ain't got nothing.
Hey, hold on,
I can't
man.
Stand ignorant at
Let me say this. Man. Look, hold on. Let me say this, though. Let me say this. Somebody. Hey, my nigga said he wear the turtleneck for the bitch.
Man, come on, man. Damn, man. Come on,
ain't no
man.
He's
feeling kind of turtley, nigga. I'm feeling kind of
turtley. Hey, man. You ain't got to fuck with the turtle, though.
Oh, master of this. Oh, master of disguise, ass nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
Wait a minute,
who said that? Hold on. Who said
hold
that? Who said that?
BF. Hold
oh,
on.
Nigga, I had burglar head ass.
Can I ask BF a question? BF, you there?
Okay.
Girl, get your day started with that.
Burgers.
BF, why did you call that nigga Saint dirty with dreads? I want to know where that narrative is coming from. Say the dirty nigga with dreads.
That jersey's to his kneecap.
Where BF at? I want to hear BF's angle on where he could call nigga dirty.
Damn, you a master manipulator, nigga.
At least I know it's not just me that realizes that this nigga's very dirty.
Hey, all bullshit to the side. My nigga had on a jersey with a lot with a t-shirt.
Okay.
So you had on
teal pants. So it's safe right now.
Nigga said that nigga had a tank top jersey. Nigga said that nigga had a tank top jersey.
Nigga, wear that.
He had a jersey with a t-shirt on. Oh, my mom, I just knew you was about to crank
that.
That
nigga had a
flute. You really dressed like in a house party here.
Like, niggas wear jerseys with t-shirts all the time, nigga. Like, that's
no,
not
that's
nothing.
What you wear to the kneecap. Nigga, oh, my mom, when I see you, I have those you need to point you got a gun on you. Because any nigga that dressed like that go to house party, so I know you got a gun on you. So I'll be like, I ain't going to look back on this nigga like that.
You see what you look like, bro? You know what you look like? You know what you look like, bro?
No, for it. Hey, I'm going to keep it to you, real. It ain't that many niggas that got more lady companions, because I don't even want to say female.
Let Jacosto and Saint go at it. Why everybody talking? Let them niggas talk.
Young nigga, my nigga. Maybe the young bitches like that.
I thought Jacosto was trying to talk battle rap. Now he's trying to talk like swag, and he's like one of the dirtiest niggas.
I'm not talking swag with you, bro.
He's like one of the dirtiest niggas on the West Coast.
Somebody weird as a motherfucker.
That's Nico snoring.
That's Nico. I told y'all that nigga was
blue
sweet.
Turtleneck.
I said that nigga
salmon
was sweet.
Skinny jeans.
I said that nigga.
That was actually
sweet.
Straight legs. I didn't even know niggas was wearing skinny jeans.
So they just didn't fit. Man. That's what I'm gonna come in third party. Nigga that made $300 a week.
I mean, $336 a week. My bad, because I don't want to take your taxes away.
$386
Okay, so a nigga that made $386, you shouldn't dress the way you dress, bro. Because I know you ain't got bills or nothing. Because you sleep in the garage, so. And the light bill on because it
look
connects.
Look how you dress.
Damn.
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 I got Jordans on.
Oh,
bottom,
I know
bro.
Your bills ain't high because Mom's Duke is not
taxing
you like
I
that because she still loves you.
$90,
bro. You ain't got to wear no $90 jersey. You ain't wearing no $90 jersey because even that Foot Locker ain't not $90 no more.
$30 Dickies on.
They not $90 jerseys, bro.
And $50
jerseys. This ain't 2003. You ain't family.
These niggas is ridiculous.
Let me mediate.
All of us don't buy real shit. You feel me?
My nigga, the jersey. On Amazon is official, and they're
$90. You buy jerseys on Amazon. I don't. That's the difference between me and you.
I bought a couple Cubs jerseys, but I don't really wear jerseys like that.
Between me and you, I don't buy clothes on Amazon, bro. That's the difference between me and you.
Who care about all
that? Can I mediate?
Who care about all
that? Can I mediate? Can I mediate? We care. Matthew, get your old ass off the line if you don't care. We care about this.
Nah, I was talking battle rap.
Have anybody else noticed that whenever it's me, niggas go away from battle rap because they can't talk battle rap with me? Like, do y'all notice that?
I'm trying to talk battle rap with you. I just be bullshitting with you. I just want to talk. I was really intrigued. Like, why you think y'all bullshit and stuff? Why you don't want to battle BF? Is it just because you think you'll fuck him up? Is it because you feel you had a status at your career?
It's a combination
not worth
of things.
Taking?
It's a combination of things. It's a combination of things.
Hey, so, okay, there we go. Now we're getting to the main
Saint and Jacosto. Let them niggas talk. Everybody else be quiet. I'm a mediator. Okay, Jacosto, go ahead. And then after Jacosto, Saint go.
You're mediating when we were just going to talk. Like,
right. I just got, somebody got to take orders. Go ahead.
I already asked my question. He said it's a few things. Because I'm like, I don't think you would 3-0 BF. That's why I'm like, what is your criteria? Is it you just feel you need to be paid X amount? Is he?
I'm at a certain status.
He needs to work his way up there.
It's a combination of things. The first thing I want you guys to know is that me personally, it takes time out of my day and out of my life to write for these battles. That's the first thing, you feel me? So in order for me to battle a nigga, I have to want to battle him. I have to think, oh, hey, if I beat him, I'm going to feel good about myself. Now, I know when I beat BS, I'm going to smoke him. And then what am I going to get from that? Oh, I beat BS. Like, what do I get from that?
May I ask his other question?
I took a whole month out of my time. I took a whole month out of my time to write. I took a whole month out of my time to write for a nigga for nothing.
Okay.
It's not.
All right, may I ask his other question?
I don't have
extra dollars in your life. That's what you're telling me.
No, I'm just, because that's free money if you feel you could beat a nigga, because I heard him talking bet money. But
that's
just overall, because
cool.
You did mention, I'm only asking. I don't mean to, I'm just
and
asking.
That's the narrative
you
that
said
you
made 336
you know
a week.
A nigga.
So you clearly have enough time
you
on your plate that you can write for that battle. Because there's no job that that hour taxing at 336 that's worth it.
Well,
so you have a lot of time.
I make $12 an hour and I work 40 hours a week. So. There's that.
God.
To make 336, then something is wrong here, buddy.
Somebody not paying you right.
Somebody did.
$12 an hour.
$12
times 40 is 488.
You
made 12 times 40 is 488.
He made 12.
You feel me? And then after
hour,
tax,
40.
You feel me? Hey, it is what it is. You got to start somewhere.
Make,
y'all are old.
Wait.
At the end of the day,
wait, you make,
at the end of the day, I'm a young nigga. Y'all are all old.
And you
work
40
bro.
Hours a week?
Hey, I feel you saying. Hey, man, at least you working. At least you doing it.
Nah, he working. He stand in front. Oh, I get it. He stand in front of Home Depot and, like, they pick him up to come, like, do houses and shit. You work like that.
Come on, man.
That's cool.
One
come
of those
on,
niggas.
Cool.
I can't
live
about
even
the
if that
anymore,
was,
man. I'm
talking
to
like you, and the
I'm
nigga with the long jersey to the kneecaps get in the trunk.
No, I can't listen
niggas,
to this nigga no more,
that are
man.
Talking
I'm
shit about my job right now are all dirty as fuck and have nothing going on for themselves. You feel me? So I really don't care.
Okay, when you say they have nothing going on for themselves, what do you mean by that?
What are you doing? Are you doing anything? What are you doing? Like, nigga, you're 30 years old, bro, and you on the phone with me, nigga.
I'm not 30.
At 12:30,
I'm actually
nigga.
Not 30.
You however old you older than me, nigga. You older than me, nigga. Like, niggas got to start somewhere.
I make more than 336 a week.
I'm going to make more money throughout my lifetime than every nigga that's been both of you
hold
niggas
on,
that's
Jacopo.
Talking shit, bro. So I really don't give a
yes,
fuck.
Sir.
How much money you make, how much money you make on 2K?
You never make more money.
How much money you make on 2K?
Where did y'all get this 2K that I made money off 2K from? I said I bet niggas that made money on 2K.
You said
do y'all think
you
I'm a professional 2K player or something?
Based on what
you
say.
Yeah, think that.
I mean, I go to tournaments. Don't get it twisted. I do be at a lot
this
of 2K tournaments. They have them all spent out here.
Man, I go to tournaments.
So
you
are you ranked?
Are you
ranked?
On 2K?
I was ranked in the world. I was number 98 in the world, but that was 18. I ain't gonna lie. I got to number 98 in the world, though.
You got pictures of this? I need proof.
I was a number 98 nigga. I was 35 points in the program.
How much money do you make on it, though? But how much money do you make on it?
Well, when I play niggas, I usually play $100 a game, and everybody knows
Castle,
41
hey, Castle,
is double, so.
Hey, Castle,
what's
you
up?
Still staying Eagle Trait? You still staying Eagle Trait?
Man,
yeah.
DeCasso been talking this, I make money on 2K shit. Now, all of a sudden, he act like that ain't his hustle. Because that's what you tell
it is a hustle. I never
podcast.
Said it wasn't a hustle. It's a quick way to get
okay,
bread,
so
but it's like shooting dice.
Hey, I'm finna move out there. Hey,
it's like shooting dice.
I got a little spot in there.
Like
I'm finna move
that.
Out there. I got a little spot up in there, man.
Oh, you got a spot in the Eagle Trace?
Yeah, I'm finna move out there next month. I'll fuck with you when I'm out there, man. Tap in with
yeah,
you.
It's cool over there, huh? That shit cool over there.
Geech, you really moving the
yeah.
Vegas up?
I mean, I ain't going to be living there full time with my little bra. She live up in there. She was moving there. I'm going to come up in there.
You got
know,
new
things?
You ain't with the wifey no more?
No, I ain't stopping, man. I'm just saying, you know,
I feel you.
Yeah, man.
They asked a lot of questions.
That's why I was just saying. Whoever said that, I was just thinking that shit. All right, nigga, you asking a lot of questions.
Hey,
but nah, 2K is a hustle. But I'm like, nigga,
nah,
I don't
Geechee
think
motivated me. I
like,
thought he was a family man and he's keeping his shit. I was following it.
Nigga, I'm
gonna
look up
that,
nigga.
Oh man.
Okay, I didn't know.
But nah, but me
that's
and my lady
good
though. Like, me and my lady good though, man. I'm just. Right now, I'm in my little side bitch crib. I'm finna go to my lady house in a minute. Ain't that right?
You said you gonna be out here. You said you gonna be out here in June.
Yeah, I'm be out there in June on the real.
Yeah, tap
I'm
in with me.
Go to Houston. For sure, for
man,
sure.
Man, you gotta tap in.
That's man,
No, he stay up in there because that's where I'm going to be at. I'm
yeah, you got to know where you got to know people where you at.
Yeah, I'm dead sure.
Man, what, okay. Hey, what's wrong with having? Hey, but overall, Billy, what's wrong with having a 2K hustle? It mean it's money.
Well,
because I ain't gonna lie, I got a mad hustle. I ain't gonna lie, I got
don't
a
ask me that
before. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I got a mad.
See,
hustle.
I don't really fuck with Madden. Like, I play Madden, but I don't play Madden to the level where I feel comfortable. Like, hey, nigga, let's play for a $100.
Yeah, I play for money, man. I just.
Because I be seeing Yak and them niggas play. Because Yak be playing my homeboy, and them niggas be betting.
Yeah, I be playing niggas. Yeah, nigga be betting 50s, 100s and shit. Nigga done 1,000s on that shit, so it's possible, bro.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, nigga, if niggas say my personal Facebook, niggas been seeing me, like, I done 1,000s off of 2K. Like, a nigga good at it. Shit, why wouldn't I? Nigga, let's bet. 21, double, two.
Yeah, nigga good. Yeah, I ain't mad at you. You good.
Trust me, I'm
made a
killing off that shit.
I ain't been on my 2K like I used to. I ain't all on that mod player shit. I'm finna get it, though, this time when I...
Hey, DC, is it R-E-D? Is it R-E-D?
Yeah,
is that his name you battling?
No,
I know you about to kill that nigga.
T-E-D.
Yeah, I
got some codes. Yeah,
I know you about to kill that nigga, man. Kill that nigga,
yeah,
man.
I leave tomorrow, so I land.
I look forward to that. You and that surf.
Hey, Geechee, is it true that two surfers caught a gun charge, my nigga?
Oh, shit.
I don't know, bro.
Somebody just said that nigga just caught a gun charge.
Who said that, Billy?
Like, for real. On my mama today, they said it online that two surfers just caught another gun charge.
Damn, man.
No.
Damn, that's crazy.
I know nigga ain't gonna miss his free vacation, but I hope
that'd be fucked up.
And
I look forward to that battle.
I
look forward to that battle.
Somebody need to do the research.
If it's true, isn't that like his like third or fourth gun charge?
Yeah,
he out of here. He out of here. And he live in Jersey. That's a 3-strike rule.
But that's rumor, though. That's rumor. That's all rumor. No one really knows.
Man,
so
I always
jail
on nobody.
Niggas be talking. You don't really know. It may not
all
be true.
All I'm saying is telling Geechee, you know, maybe he want to go out there and relax for a minute. I'm saying, check.
Hey, on a whole nother note, now that KOTD is supposed to be coming to the West, is some of y'all goals now to make it to KOTD?
Fuck no. Fuck KOTD. If they book me for a GZ, I'm not doing it. But if the white man,
aren't they supposed to have a KOTD West?
I'm not with that shit. I told niggas already.
They supposed to have a KOTD
West. So if they would have booked you to be on this card, to where even where it's not looked at like a GZ because they getting streamed live pay per views, would you wouldn't have did it?
What, me versus Ronnie?
You versus anybody, whoever. You versus whoever they would have booked you against.
Give me the circumstances, okay? Call me right now like you booked me, like you them.
No,
they racist, bro. You can't battle over there.
I'm booking you May 19th, Disaster battling. Danny Myers is
uh-huh.
the headline. I got a lot of other guys on the card, man. I want to book you
uh-huh.
versus, you know, I want to book you versus such and such. You know what I mean? You want to be on the card
Who's,
or not? It's going to be on pay-per-view, 2 days pay-per-view.
You
know
versus
what I'm saying?
Cali
hell
Smooth.
No. I'm not doing it. Nah. Me versus Cali Smooth?
Yeah.
If it was against a nigga like Smooth, then maybe.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I say that is because Smooth got a big chance of dropping main page. If I felt like they booked me against anybody where they was going to side page me, I wouldn't do it.
But see, the thing is this, though. I feel like if it's on pay-per-view, you got millions of eyes on you. If you do your thing, whether it may, that's the main page right there.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I don't see it. I'll turn that down.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to be an ignorant nigga.
That's skipping the main. Yeah,
you're
skipping the main page.
Yeah,
but that's
bad.
Are you skipping your shine?
No, in my heart, I feel like them niggas hate me that much. Like, we not fucking with Billy like that. That's just my personal experience dealing with
like,
him. For a new nigga, for a nigga like Saint to get an opportunity like that, I feel like that's wonderful for him. They don't got nothing against him to try to hold him back. I feel like they genuinely have something against me.
So, but that's my personal.
So you saying this you personal? So that's what I'm saying. Like, so anybody else? I'm gonna say like, cause anybody else, I feel like that's the perfect opportunity, bro.
Like I feel if they book me against Smooth, like listen, if they book me against Smooth, I feel like they would have to play Smooth and me by side paging this. But if they book me against somebody
see,
like Ronnie,
this, you keep talking
who ain't
about
been main
page. No, I'm saying you talking about the side page. I'm talking about for this one particular event where you know it's a 2-day mega event that's gonna be on pay per view. I'm talking about this particular
I feel like
event,
they
right.
turn the paper. They would turn the stream off when it's my turn to battle. That's how I feel.
Come on, man.
That's how I
feel. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, this is
y'all
wild.
Said,
come on,
y'all
man.
Said, no, it's not wild because y'all don't know what the fuck they did with my footage when I was up there in Oakland and got from Nitty. These niggas have always done funny shit with me. So based on y'all experience, of course it sounds funny. But with my experience, this sounds just right for them niggas to do that. I'm just
hey,
being
Billy,
real with you,
think,
like.
Hey, Billy, you
hey,
think you should be at the one-off level?
You feel me? Huh?
They not going to fuck their money
I
off.
I said, you think
that,
you
so.
Should be at the one-off level after killing both your PGs?
My nigga, I never left the one-off level. Like, I don't think you understood that. I never got demoted to a PG. I went to Mo Moolah and beat that nigga, and I left as a one-off. But when KG's not going to invest in somebody who's on a one-off status, then I have the option to take a PG. And what happens is if I battle somebody who is on a PG status, I can't make it a one-off. So I decided to take Raymay on my own. I could have held out and said, nah, nigga, I need somebody who's one-off status. I never dropped from a one-off. Why would
so
I
are you
going to
take another
PG?
Are you going to take another PG, or it have to be a one?
No, I'm not.
Nah, no more
URL.
PGs, Billy. No
my
more
next
PGs,
battle
Billy.
On URL is a one off. I'm booked for Civil War. I got a one off.
No,
so
I believe
that answers
you
your question.
Hey,
no. I'm telling you,
I'm booked
as a one off
for that matchup. For that matchup you told me about, that's a one off matchup.
Yeah.
Why do you say it like that?
That nigga laugh. That nigga gave the evil devious laugh.
I mean, you gonna find out on the flyer if it's a one off.
I'm just trying to figure out how that dude is a one off.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I mean, shit, I ain't mad at you for those thoughts. But that's what they're telling to me. Yet. I mean, maybe I need to check. Cause I need to check.
Nah, we believe what they told you. You feel me? I believe you.
Nah, I believe that he should be on the one-off. He shouldn't be doing no more PGs. He can prove this.
Nah, right.
I'm saying by his logic, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out how his opponent was that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was, like, nigga talking about drops and shit like that is, like, kind of how you become that or having big battles that you smoked your opponent when you went to the other side and shit makes you that.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out how right. that, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't think you and your opponent both did that.
Damn, I'm trying to figure out who this opponent is.
I hear you, my nigga.
See.
I can't answer that, dog. I really
Let
can't.
Let me see.
I'm
going to figure this
you know,
shit
I'm
out.
Saying,
I'm
saying, them niggas,
shit
them
out.
Niggas is back there just making up their own rules and niggas is just...
When the booking process is taking place, niggas didn't have a battle for me because it was pretty much
Emerson
no more one off left.
Okay, I don't know. So I know if you don't answer, then that's who it is. Okay. All right.
Nah, we ain't gonna do that. They gonna drop the flyer in a couple of weeks, man. The battle next month. And I ain't knocking his opponent. I fuck with both of them. I was just trying to say, because I'm like, damn,
okay.
That's crazy for his other opponents. Like that last battle, I would have thought would have been a one off because LL Cool G, you know what I'm saying, done had like good standings and good opponents on PG battles too. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That's why I was saying that. If that was the case, what my point was. He
hey, look, man. I'm not in a position to beg. You feel me? I'm just trying to make sure I do my job, man. I did a
so
lot of
LL
ruffling Cougie? Feathers.
No,
you
just
battle him.
Yeah, you just battle him. Let me see.
Cool. It's Bankhead. It's Bankhead.
Nah,
oh,
it ain't Bankhead. It ain't Bankhead.
I see Bankhead by the end of the year.
Let
me
see.
Hey, man, look. I can only do what they give me, bro.
So let me ask my nigga Picasso something, though. Like, what, so you done with battle rap. You ain't, I mean, you, I know you ducked your last battle. You ain't trying to get no PGs or nothing.
You said I ducked my last battle?
I mean, that's what the streets were saying. I don't know if that's true or not.
I've never ducked a battle. I'm mad that that happened the way it did, though, because I take blame for that, because, like I said, I don't be in the culture. All I know is when me and Primo got booked, we went on the Nico show that night, and the nigga said he didn't accept the battle. And I left it alone. So if that's, you feel me, if that's a duck, and then on top of that, these niggas had all these flyers and nobody tagged me in.
Hey, Jacasso, you in 65 must have already battled before.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying, though, are you done, though, as far as...
Nah, I feel like
PGs, trying to get PGs and shit? Are you still
the crazy
to
part is, despite... I was doing PG. I mean, my one PG, I killed it. That's the day I actually cooked my PG.
Jacasso versus E-Mac. Let's do Jacasso versus E-Mac.
Hey, my mark, you know what? My market and my value low, so I don't even be picky with battle rappers.
Why you ain't never battled Billy Boondocks, man? I'm not talking about that Riot shit. I'm talking about on the PG platform. Both of y'all got big stage potential, man. That Riot battle, that was cool, but I'm talking about like on the PG platform.
Keep going, Geeky. I'm gonna hang up. I swear to God, I'll hang up.
First of all, I would cook Billy. That's just the truth. It's just,
Give me three bars right now, Jacasso.
Bar for bar.
Three bars.
And I can perform. So it's not like you will be able to do none of that shit that you do with the mother.
Why? I did that shit to you in the riding.
We both know it's more than
that.
We both know this.
Besides all that, like I said, I had to take that.
That's why I'm saying y'all battle, because I know a lot of people didn't get to see that ride, but I'm saying, like, with the lights on.
But even
the
thing, even with that ride, that was a 2-day battle. Hey, with that ride battle, that was a 2-day battle. That's because that nigga King Rico flaked on that nigga.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Because
he was talking about
Rico
that night. Yeah, I don't know what happened to that nigga. He was next up.
With full prep on your A-game. Full prep on your A-game.
It would be a dope battle. That's just me being realistic. Because I actually think, yeah. I think pin-wise, Billy is a top 10 nigga on this list. Pin-wise.
What about you? Where you think you at pin-wise? Where you at pin-wise? Where you at? Where you holding
when
yourself?
I'm prep?
Top 11. Top 11. Top 11. Top 11. Cosmo, tell them, nigga.
I have the potential to be. I just bullshit. Because the bars that y'all praise,
I'm like, I just feel way hot for the shit. But it's just me.
It's me. I said it's like, damn. We ain't going to get that nigga credit.
I remember when Shane did that. It took Stewie Newton to say that bar was hard.
Because this nigga Shane went live from my fucking skinny battle. And it backfired on him. He was like, this nigga Jacasso trash. And he showed the bar. But Stewie Newton got on the post and said, I'm not going to lie, that bar was hard. And then everybody else, yeah, I ain't going to lie, that was tight. And I was like, yeah, it's that much.
You
want to do shit.
I
don't
remember that. You think niggas hold you to a higher standard of pen level because they looked at you like a pen rapper and they feel like, you feel me?
That's like a
Geechee,
man. That's like a Geechee,
rapper.
What's a pen rapper? Saying like they look at you as if you got a pen, like that you one of the better pens on the west, so they hold your.
I wouldn't say that at all. I've always been underrated. When you talk shit, niggas gonna hook. It's like when you hooping, that nigga that talks shit on the hoop, he got a hoop,
right? Yeah.
He'll get that chance, like, oh, you missed a jumper. Like, damn, but this nigga over here just missed three jumpers. But we ain't paying attention to that.
So look,
we paying attention to you.
So look, I'm smack, right? I'm on the phone with you, and I say, yo, man, and I say, give me your best battle.
My best battle?
This nigga is
Kato,
a
speak that
nigga Geechee is speak manipulating you, nigga. You are,
I'm a manipulator. What are you
talking about? Nigga,
Matt,
I'm sorry, man. I just
I mean,
see it.
Y'all think? Y'all think?
Then
I'm gonna do what?
Hey, Geechee, did you hit Kevin up?
Yeah, man. Yeah, he said he got sent it to him.
Fucked up.
Yeah, I hit him too. Making sure that double impact. Hey, Kato, spit that shit you spit for me last time.
What shit?
What shit?
You know that shit, nigga. Spit that shit.
Nigga, I want to hear some bars.
What the fuck that nigga talking about? I don't even know who the fuck talking.
From the music video. Hey,
Matthew,
right,
how
long even talking?
Matthew, what you gonna do? Matthew, spit some bars at G Play, nigga. What you got, Matthew? Go ahead.
I ain't got battle rapper, so I ain't got shit, man. I ain't got no battle rapper.
That's Matthew.
You can't get me, man.
Let's get Jacasso versus Billy Boondock freestyle right now.
Wait a minute. I need niggas not to
freestyle.
Let me play my role.
Since you should not, your written sound like freestyle, so won't you freestyle? I know you got it.
Fuck that. I want a spelling contest with G.
What are we talking about, Jacasso?
That nigga said he want a spelling contest with you.
Spell some shit out.
Let's go. Give me my first word. I'm ready.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Okay, I got that one. Hold on, let me spell it. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Hold on.
I'm trying to spell it. Okay, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
If any nigga go, I'm gonna put it like this: if any nigga go crazy for that shit, clearly your life is not. Clearly, you're not on Facebook.
Wait a minute, it's on you.
That post been trending the last couple days.
Hold on, wait, G Play, you changing the narrative. It's your turn right now. Your word, G Play, is refrigerator.
Cat.
Come on, G Play. I feel supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's a big word.
That's
you got
cool.
Refrigerator, my nigga.
You spell something that you just seen on Facebook.
All right, you want me to do a new word? Give me a new word, y'all. Come on. Give me a new word.
This shit is popping. I ain't gonna lie. Lil Wayne said that. He said this shit is
live. Wait, is Jacasso not participating?
Am I not saying yes? Not really.
Come on, stay with me, dog. You know how to stay with
me. I lead the monkey bars to the children.
What's up, my nigga Nico?
Oh,
you going to sleep and shit?
What's up with the fridge? Spell fridge, then. If you can't spell refrigerator, spell fridge.
Oh,
I can't spell refrigerator.
Oh, my God.
Cut it. I done cut it in half. Come on now, G-Play. Fuck with us. Hello?
That nigga know how to spell refrigerator.
Come on, fridge, dog.
I don't know what this. It's so fucking funny.
If you can't, I need you to forfeit the question if you cannot spell it.
Do I get a wait a minute, let me take it back to 1990.
You want a lifeline?
Do I get a lifeline? Oh, you already knew what I was gonna say. Let me take it back to 1999.
I get a lifeline.
Can I get a lifeline? Can I call a friend?
if he could spell it, send him a cash app.
Nah, I'm good. Yeah. And that nigga can. I don't need no nigga to buy me a slice. Trust me.
I'll send you a $5 cash app if you spell that shit right now. I'll give you my cash app.
Me, bro. $5 nothing for me, but nigga. $5 get you better. My kids rip up more money on that dumb shit. I don't need a nigga to cash app.
Your kids rip up money?
I don't need your Cash App. I don't need none of that. Please, I'm
y'all
okay over here.
Damn,
I'm okay.
Come on, man. For $20 on Cash App, you can't sell free.
I don't care about your $20. That $20 ain't nothing but a Roberto's trip. Leave me. I'm cool.
That's what I'm saying for the kids. Roberto's for the kids.
My kids don't eat Roberto's.
That's just on fire on 2K.
Martin, love the kids.
I can't even put that on 2K. I don't even be in the park, so I don't buy VC. All
right, I'll give you a better one. Stale Avengers.
There we go. There we go.
Pretty easy, man. You done seen that word everywhere. Stale Avengers.
I've never seen a movie. I've never seen none of the Avengers movies.
Okay, spell Sonic.
Like from Sega?
Yeah, spell Sonic.
Or from Seattle.
No, either one. No, it might be a different spelling. You let me know.
It's actually the same.
Keep in mind, you have your phone right in front of you. So.
That's the part that's baffling to me.
He got a voice mention in first, though, before the spelling come up. Come on, Casso, spell Sonic for it. I know you know how to spell Sonic, bro. Come on.
I don't. I actually don't. I'm illiterate. Right.
Nah, you bullshit. All right.
No, I'm illiterate.
You're illiterate.
Let's get the freestyle. Let's get the freestyle. Billy Bush.
Hey, you know what? All bullshit aside, for a nigga that can't spell, you sure wanted my advice on the ladies.
Oh.
Must be doing something right.
Wait a minute. Let's get this narrative going. What advice did I ask you on the lady?
When you called me about Melissa Benz, you wanted my advice. And I told you some dumb shit because you seemed so happy.
Hold on, player. Let's fix the narrative. I did go to dinner with Melissa Benz. I did. But why would I ask nigga for advice and I took your girl from you?
You know,
that's
cool.
Are you still pushing that narrative?
Wait a minute. Are you still
Casso.
Pushing that narrative?
Casso.
Hey, you know what? If you took her so much, answer this question for me. If you actually can answer this question for me, I will tag you on my personal page. When the last time she talked to me? Because if that's your girl, you should know when she talked to me. When is the last time we communicated?
Hey, my nigga, your relationship with her ain't my relationship.
Okay, so then clearly you didn't take nothing what you think you would have took. So listen.
So listen, stop.
Yeah, you kind of pivoted.
So stop your false narratives. Because any girl I take, my nigga, she not talking back to that nigga.
Everybody be quiet.
She not talking to you no more, bro.
Wait a minute, Jacasso. Do you really want me to answer that question?
No, I really do. Let me know.
Put that on God.
When the last time we communicated?
Ask you the question, you would know that because that's yours.
That's your girl. You would know that. Or she would tell you that. Why this nigga hit me up?
Can I answer?
All right, answer.
You know, I talked to her recently.
I know when you hit her up. Do you really want me to say? When did I hit her up then? Let me know.
I mean, maybe you was talking about your open relationship. that went left. Are you not with Nay anymore? Aren't you still
with her? I broke up with her. I broke up with her. Yeah, I had two girlfriends. I was doing the poly thing. Yes, that is true.
I do know when you talk to my girl. Okay, I got you.
So are you talking about a conversation that we had months ago? Or are you talking about the conversation I had with her yesterday that you must not know about?
Yikes.
Wait a minute. Or are you talking about what? Because she told me she still talks to you here and there, but you ain't been hitting her up lately.
Of course. If she gives you all the updates.
Nah, I didn't get caught. I'm just like.
That's why I say you don't get no cool points. She tell me the same shit about you. You ain't really been hitting her up. She told me about your live, though. Hey, wait a minute. Billy, she told me about your live that you was crying on. She did tell me about that. Is this true? Is this true?
What she said. It is true.
She told me about the live that you were crying on. Something about you sparing your life and how people are misunderstanding you?
Damn.
Is this true? I'm not saying that nothing negative. One thing I'm gonna say to you, what I told her, I said I should commend you for that. At least you was able to bear your, you feel me, bear yourself.
Wait a minute. Our girl been out here diming us out. I said, what we gonna do?
That ain't nothing to do you. We've been cool. We've been cool. She explained to me why she felt some type of way and why she did what she did with you and all that other shit. And I said, you know what, my nigga, maybe I was immature.
But
it happened.
I had her on.
I don't care about. Listen, bro. I don't care about that. In my head, this is the only way you can ever take a bitch from me. If you fuck that bitch and cut her off, or you got some money out of her. If you didn't do one of the two, stop saying you took somebody's girl. Because I don't know what the criteria is. If you ain't got no money out this chick, any chick I ever fuck with, if you get money out of her, you win. That's the truth. Because I can never. Or you fuck on her and tell her to leave you alone. That's winning. Because just get a phone number conversation. Anybody get a phone number, bro? You can get a phone number on Facebook. That's not the cool point no more. You one of them shoulda, coulda, woulda. I coulda fucked ass nigga. I coulda.
What happened was
I don't take credit for that. Like, if we passed that, bro, don't lie on your dick. Did you get money out of her? Did she cash app you? Like, hey, you know what, babe, I'm home.
I don't ask for money.
Did she make sure your tummy wasn't bubbling?
I don't ask for money. That's you and Taco.
Yeah, that's it. Listen, if you ever take a girl from me, bro, because I'm going to tell you one thing about me. Any girl I ever fuck with, they ain't broke. So if you take a girl from me, it's a come up. You mentioned it. And for the record, I still fuck on that. We just not together. I broke up with her. Just know that.
That's not what I heard. I heard that they went out and fucked with somebody else. All right.
My nigga, I had two girlfriends at the time. I actually was in a poly relationship.
Nah, you wasn't. You was acting like you was player, but when they went and fucked somebody else, it hurt your feelings.
I felt so tired. I did get mad. It happens. Part of the game. I don't give a fuck.
That's cool. I know, but how you get mad at you in a poly relationship? That don't even add up.
So what? Nigga, why you worried about my relationship and my dick? You so weird. I told you infatuated with it. You look, you want to live my life. Because the thing about it is, you went in a whole, you on the phone talking about another nigga that was in a poly relationship. You mad because I had two bitches? What, you thought I was joking?
First of all,
you mad because I had two bitches? Nigga, I had more than them. Hey, I had more than them. Did she tell you how I was signing out for the last 2 weeks? Did that bitch tell you I fucked seven bitches in 2 weeks?
Oh, man, I knew
did
you
she tell you that?
You a
did she tell you that?
Did you tell
you that
thot?
One story, too?
Did
I told her. That's why I'm like, man, you worrying about what you...
I don't care, bro. I have sex with women, my nigga, because I get bored.
So what? You want to live my life so bad, my nigga? You want to have sex with bitches because you bored. I switch bitches like I switch shoes.
Picasso,
I got to decide which one I'm going to wear today.
Tell me when it's my turn.
Give me facts.
Hey,
don't give me an opinion.
I'm going to give you facts. Go ask OD or Scheme if I had two bitches before you. Because I actually brought my bitches to my battle.
What do you mean before me? Why are you in a competition? This nigga is weird.
I did that in 2012.
I'm not gonna knock that from you. That's good, my nigga. But you was doing some shit the niggas was doing in high school. We've been doing this.
You was doing poly in high school.
I mean, I was lying about it. Don't get it twisted. It ain't like I was telling the girls the truth.
There's no way you could have been poly in high school. There's no way possible.
I ain't gonna lie to a nigga like, hey, girl, I'm with this girl. You feel me? You know, a nigga had to get his line on back then.
That's not poly. I had two bitches sleeping in the same bed with me. What you talking about?
Yeah, I've been in two poly relationships before. I did one in 2010, and I did one with just recently.
So why did you get mad when they went out and slept with somebody else if you're in a poly?
Why are you worrying about my girl? She don't even think about you.
That's not your girl. She thought about me when she hugged me at Magnitude.
She don't even probably remember you, bro. You so
she
happy over that hug. You know she look good. When a nigga happy, he get a hug. He like, damn, she hugged me.
She smell so bomb. She smell like cinnamon.
On my mama, she did.
And you
those bitches at Magnitude?
No, I didn't. Hey, bro, I'm single. I'm single.
Hey, man, back to selling refrigerators, though. Let's get back to the game.
My boy telling niggas, nigga, first of all, and don't tell people I'm out here in a poly relationship. I'm a faithful Christian man.
You're a faithful Christian man. Oh, God. You just said you was a thot. That's all I
used to be. I didn't change my life.
Nigga,
I didn't change my life.
My nigga, that's men or dogs. You a thot, man.
I changed my life.
You a thot.
Nigga out here thot.
I was out here being a thot. I had to change my life.
You a thot, my nigga. That nigga's a thot. Okay, hold it. What grown man say he a thot?
I do. A nigga that fucks bitches? Because it ain't that many niggas on this motherfucker that's going to say what I was doing.
Since my man was talking
to my girlfriend, I mean, that took my girl from me. I mean, he can verify
our
my
girl,
own story.
Because
if she told you, hey, if she told you about that Nate shit, then she had to tell you about them seven
hurt.
Chicks I was wilding out with.
Nah, she didn't say nothing like that. She said you was hurt.
Because Nate made me mad. Nate made me so mad. I said, I'm finna go fuck a hella bitches right now because Nate pissed me off.
She pissed you off because you thought you could intimidate her not to get no new dick. She got some new dick.
At all.
You
knew the real story.
But you only got
and I
got
to intimidate.
You only got mad because it was an old nigga that she fucked with.
I wasn't even mad for that reason. You so sad with you. You must don't even know how long me and my girl been. You don't even know how long we broke up, did you? Hey, you know too much about my life, my nigga. Why are you so infatuated? You the FBI or something? This nigga know where I live at, who I fuck on, when I was out of relationship, what date I went on. You know too much about me. Let me find out you got my Snapchat premium or something.
What's about time to go to bed now, bro.
Nico, where you at?
Something old, you a weirdo. This nigga also got a Snapchat premium.
Yo, this nigga, wow.
What time is it? Nigga start telling the truth around 1:14.
Oh God, nigga. Yeah.
So let me know you got my Snapchat premium.
Oh God.
Hey, Billy, hey, all bullshit aside, Billy, let me find out you out here dry snitching right now.
Hey, that nigga just told on himself. Hey, all
right. Let me find out, Billy. Oh, well. Hey, look at bitches.
Wait, I thought Nick also the one that said he got the Snapchat premium. Why he saying Billy?
I'm trying to live my single life.
I was out here.
Niggas know too much about my life. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, when you put shit out there like that.
Oh, God, nigga.
We didn't know that premium before just now.
I live an interesting life. I keep telling niggas that.
We don't want to know about your interesting Snapchat, bro.
What does that mean? I live an interesting life.
That nigga be interesting, fucking whoever's paying.
So you drinking
what I
fuck?
I mean,
appreciate you.
The most interesting man in the world.
Picasso is a whore.
Nigga, let me find out you on Craigslist, my nigga.
Yes.
interesting.
Yo. We ain't looking for this shit no more.
Yo. Yo. Why did you insert that, G? Why did you insert that, G? Why did you insert that, G?
You know what? Y'all niggas really make me question what the fuck do y'all do in y'all off time?
I'm like,
we just trying to figure out what you doing in your off time, Mr. Snapchat Premium.
Nigga said you the SCP, nigga. SCP, nigga. Nigga said you the SCP, nigga. Snapchat Premium.
Oh,
why would a man? Why would a man Snapchat Premium?
Talk that shit.
I go,
talk,
right,
that
was,
shit
that,
talk that shit, Geechee. Talk that shit, Geechee. Talk that shit.
I really want to know that.
I don't know how that. See how that is, though?
Dead. I'm dead.
A man with a premium life.
I'm not
here.
Oh, we should go to the after hours.
My boy, really
wild, man. Let me find out you at the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Man, my man's really out here.
Oh,
wild.
Oh, that's how they're going next. I got to take it all back out.
Oh shit, this nigga got me. Nigga, I'm crying right now. Oh shit. Oh,
what
fuck.
Made you say that?
What's up?
He always find out something new about my boy.
114. 114 is when the truth be told.
So we got Jocaso out here. They have Vegas president. Snapchat premium hustler.
Just trying to push the brand.
Just trying to push
that's
the brand, right, man.
That's
your guest, Billy Boondocks. You feel me? Every now and then. You invite Billy to come down. They be doing watch live.
You find out you a bot. This nigga's a bot.
He said, let me find out you got my Snapchat premium, Billy.
Oh, God.
What the fuck, man?
G-Play, what happened? You hopped off the phone?
Oh, that nigga got on.
Face your demon. Face your demon, nigga.
Oh, shit.
I'm driving perfect.
That nigga got on. He said, y'all are not about to groom me about this shit.
Oh, the truth happens at 114. On
yeah, we gotta, are we going to make this a thing, bro? Are we going to let the Western Conference know this or what?
Oh, no.
Yeah, they got to know about that.
I don't be no nigga like that.
This is like, this like big drugs, bro. This is like big drugs. Yeah, nigga. Big premium, nigga.
I ain't gonna do a nigga like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna do a nigga like
that.
Get
it to a show,
that
nigga, man. Get it to a show.
And it would be me the one to do it, then everyone can hate me. But whatever. Man, I'm about to do it right now. Hold on, I'm about to post that shit. At 114 is when you find out about niggas' Snapchat premiums. Oh, I'm about
why
to
run him off the phone.
We didn't run nobody.
Wait, did him and Billy get off at the same time? These niggas had a Snapchat premium date. I'm dead, bro.
Say it ain't so. Say it ain't
so.
Say it ain't so.
Let me find out who I'm
Oh, you want me to do a show right now, nigga? Oh, bet. I'll get off the phone right now.
Request me at Ahat Vegas.
Mom.
Ahat Vegas president, request me.
You'll find me. Had G play with myself, nigga.
You'll find me. Oh, no. Hey, that was some weird shit to just insert. That was, oh, man. No. That nigga hung the phone up. G, Billy.
Yeah, they got a party. They told you what they want to do, man. You either going to accept it or not.
Damn. Oh, man. Damn, that's fucked up.
Hey, man, you not the ones with the Snapchat premium?
Hell, nigga. I don't even have Snapchat at all, so I don't even give a fuck nothing about that shit. But
there you go.
God damn. He said, let me find out you got my Snapchat premium. Both them niggas
man.
Hung up. The nigga found out. Them niggas found
immediately
out.
Hung up.
That, oh, you do have my Snapchat premium. Goodbye.
I'm about to go give you a private show.
Man, I'm sorry. For you, it's free 99. It's just we boys.
Oh, my God.
Yo, shit got crazy at night.
Oh, shit got wild. This shit got wild. Yo.
Well, since it's not no, we ain't got no Nico to close out the show, you feel me? I'm going to take over, you feel me? Media Welch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a very productive show. We still got Ishii on the line. Still got, is this BP? I think this is BP.
Still got Matthew on the line.
My nigga Matthew on the line. You feel me? It's time to sign out of this motherfucker, man. Everybody do your little outros, whatever you got. Plug your shit. You feel me?
All right, I'm going to plug my shit. This is Matthew. Tune into Bros, Battle Rap and Other Shit. We ain't did an episode in a while, but a soon-to-be episode is coming soon. Hope everybody tune into that shit. West Coast, Geechee, whoever you, T.E.D., smash that nigga straight up.
That's a fact.
Let's go.
It's your boy Geechee Dottie. You know what the fuck going on. Let's check, man. You listening in? West Memphis, Arkansas, we pulling up. I'm going crazy. My nigga Danny Myers finna go crazy. You know, we just out here doing what we do. The next week, King of the Dot. Then after that, no, nine, man. Stay tuned, man. We working.
All right, West Coast.
West Coast, we out.
Peace.
Peace.